This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Get the concert, didn't I? I don't know. Like, oh, I attended the concert when? Would you wear a diaper? You know, the adult diapers. Would you wear a diaper to make sure that you get the best spot at a music festival or to avoid missing out on the action? Like, your favorite artist is about to come on stage and Ophelia or if I go to look for the bathroom, okay, get wife DJ. So, you know what? I'd rather put on an adult diaper. Because this is crazy. According to various pop stars, this has slowly been the new trend at sold-out concerts, you know, where to avoid losing their premium spot by going to the bathroom, people are opting to wear adult diapers.
What's that got to do with concerts and pop-up?
Well, so, the adult diapers. I'm going to assume that number one is number two. Just to avoid being messy. You understand? Wait, for you, this might sound crazy and extreme, but think about it. Like, if you've been to a concert or the last time you had a concert, what are some of the extreme things you think you have done to avoid going to the bathroom, maybe? But they wear diapers.
Yeah.
But the case you've done, maybe to relieve yourself, not to avoid going there, but to relieve yourself at a concert. You know, when you're not going to go over some boy in a Tara corner, more of a cooler box, and you're like, but what's going on? I'm not going to fit a game with her. Or whatever, I don't know.
Ugh, man.
So, reciprocally, I know, ask easy. Disclaimer, but I don't know how to breakfast.
I don't know how I feel about the diaper and knowing why or who it's, you know, made for. I mean, there are people who are struggling with mobility issues, incontinence, and you know, need these
diapers,
right?
They're there for those reasons,
For me, I think the worst I could do, I would treat such a concert like I would do when, you know, when you're, I could say, because C-section, but a region, or any other operation. I think there are operations where they'll tell you, don't eat anything for the next 12 hours. So if I know that there's this big concert coming up, I think I'll just avoid liquids the night before. Like, absolutely cut.
But during the concert, you know people are drinking. There's no way that we can avoid it.
I don't drink anyway.
So for me,
what was that going for? It's like,
sorry. All right, we're asking you this. No, it's not about that. If we know you don't drink alcohol, we don't have a problem with that. We're asking you this morning, what's the craziest thing you've done to relieve yourself at a concert or at any...
Just imagine you've got this beautiful spot. You can even like almost touch the artist on stage. Suddenly nature calls and then you go. When you come back, your spot is taken.
It's going to be difficult.
And people are being creative now.
Like, do you understand?
and you know, I'm reminded there's an event this weekend.
What event?
Gashonomi Traders Market event.
Oh, yes.
There's an event.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reminded there's an event, now that you're talking about, you know, concerts, and I'm reminded of this event.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Or maybe we should check with them and find out if they have their ablution facilities, you know, in order. Because the voice notes we are getting right now about the craziest things that people have done to relieve themselves. We are not judging. We listen, we don't judge.
You want us to call them?
But yeah, let's just please, yeah.
When are you going to get us fired?
We can get the numbers.
When are you going to get us fired?
Listen, we are together. There's nothing wrong. We can find out from them.
All right, let's give it a try. See if we can get one of these people, one of these organizers, talk about this event. Let's see what's going to happen on a Sunday at Babylon Resort. Who do we get hold of?
We can try the marketing manager.
Marketing manager?
Yeah.
By the way, can I get my marketing manager?
Queen Merendeni.
Oh, King Merendeni.
Yes.
Oh, Mukwebo.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes,
Queen Merendeni Mukwebo.
All right,
let's see if we'll get a hold of Queen Merendeni Mukwebo.
Yeah.
Right, let's go about it. All right. Yeah, looks like there's somebody.
Okay. Ma Sharon, morning.
Hey, good morning.
Ah. Morning, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have the marketing manager at the Gastronomy Traders Market this morning, Mr. Jones, high five. We are joined by Queen Mrendeni Mukwevo. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm blessed. How are you?
Are we good? Thank you so much for taking our call so early in the morning.
Yeah, and I have a usoko mujuma
soko mbulela. No, it's okay. I'm so grateful that there are souls like me that are born ready. So, you know, it's okay. Really.
You know what? We wanted to check with you. Preparations for this weekend. You know, how are the preps going?
All is moving right. Just also check to the weather. You know, God will be in our favor. Everything is going so well. So people should really be getting ready. This is going to be a very massive one. It's just so exciting. When I talk about it, I have to go some. It's going to be a very beautiful one. I tell you.
Sounding good. Music to my ears, all exciting. You know what? Shep Shep, we are having a conversation in studio, né? And we are talking about some of the craziest things that people have done to relieve themselves at events. And I'm sure you've seen some of the craziest things that people do when they get to these events. Tell us a few things, you know, that you have seen.
I can't help it, but you know, I had to blast before, you know, I tell you the story. So, oh my goodness. Okay, so, so in the afternoon, you know, literally some events go through from the afternoon until late, like the Gastronomy Traders Market, right? So, this was literally around evening, because there was still a bit of light. So, see this beautiful lady, she lifts the table. And the thing that had to make me catch the attention is how she nearly bumped me and not say, I'm sorry. So for me, it raises eyebrows. Okay, where is this person going? What's going on? Then I had to look at her until she goes where she's going. And guess what? When she gets to a certain place, I think she couldn't walk to where the restrooms are. Like, obviously, she was just too much of it, right?
Yeah.
Surprised, right? And where she was holding a can. I don't know, it's like a cup, but it's kind of a can, right?
I can see where this is going. Oh, my God. And then she did the deed in the can.
Oh, my God. And then use that. So wait a bit. Let me tell you something really interesting, right? So use that, which I was kind of, okay, you know, I'm like, no. Okay, that it's kind of understandable. But remember, where she used it, it's literally a no littering zone. There was no way she could throw that can away. So you know what? You're looking at her. She had to come back in the tent with a cob, with a gun.
Oh my goodness, the crazy things people do at concerts, and especially when they're intoxicated. What?
Okay, she's holding that thing, and then what if someone, you know, with a high sense of humor just went and took that towel, that can, and started drinking? I'm like, I'm never drinking things people hold, anything, ever.
Queen, now that you've seen it all, let's turn our attention to ablution facilities at the market. What is the state of readiness? What can people expect?
Yeah, we literally so ready when it comes to that, because the venue itself, besides the fact that we're also making an effort as the Gastronomy Traders Market, has also restrooms. And so we'll also be adding the mobile ones, you know, because we don't want the people to just go through what I saw the other day. So it's and we'll be situated in different you know, places and all directions. So it won't matter if you're coming from the gate or if you've been in the stateside or you've been maybe in where people are seating. We'll just make sure that each corner is highly prepared for. Yeah.
Maybe enlightenment will also do. You know, someone who doesn't know what this event is all about, what are they missing? Can they still get tickets now?
Okay. One thing I like to polish is that Gastronomy Traders Market is greater than an event. This is a movement designed to support entrepreneurs, either person within an ideation or you're an SME or sustainable business. So we want people to understand that this is a culture designed to bring people in together, to give people markets. So if you have a backyard with tomatoes and asking yourself, where am I supposed to go to, you know, sell this and who am I going to sell them to? It's Gastronomy is a great place for you to just have your tomatoes come through because there are people that are cooking. Then your customer is literally everyone that's inside there. So if you have tomatoes and someone is cooking, then that person is literally your customer. So we want our black people to understand that the customer base is not us moving to other places or all running to retail. We can actually do a market and raise our economy, you know, within ourselves. And then later on, though, we have an after party with then the performances and. So we just want everybody to be flexible with it. Either you improve or not, the Gastronomy Traders Market event is just open to cater for everyone. So, yeah. The tickets are available. We have a website, www.gastronomytm.co.za, and also will be sold at the gate for 50 rand. And those that are interested in exhibiting, it's either craft, you know, whatever you have, any products, other insurances, and please, they should know that the exhibitions are free and all stalls are free.
No, thank you for waking up. It's like, you know, just quickly getting in, talking with us this morning. Really appreciate your time. That's marketing manager for the Gastronomy Traders Market, Queen Mrendeni Mukwebo.
Yeah, there are reports that people are now opting to wear diapers to music festivals. So this to avoid losing their sports. What's the craziest thing you've done to relieve yourself at the...
This one says, yarr. I have a phobia of adult nappies. I think I can wear it if I'm compelled by ill health. Not while I'm healthy. Now, Joanna, imagine having 269 on it because I'm enjoying a concert. I don't think I'll be comfortable. Plus, 69 alcohol is too much. It's a big no. Laughing emojis. It's unsigned, this message. So a definite big no.
Mm.
Etse go na le go nwa gola ga gore a oke ke ya oke pone o mo dira lo tse ka mkana ga tsone re tlo go tlhalosetsa go sase
nna bangwe bane a o to ima so go to ima susu ko ite
maybe ba week bana ba go nyaka maleri ya
because that's not those divisa ne gore tshwe tshipinga na halo go go sherwa mbo go nna mzelwa muyani
yo we
so go dire handi halo
yo we
no idea to the phone. It was the concert theater kindo 40 acres and 40 artists. So in order some of me saw out, I was like, let me drink the Red Bull. Yo, that night at Tingo Edera, I was all up. And then all of a sudden, the panaroko iko manya and she gidi mana toilet is lucky enough, nandu na jin, no change. That's gonna change. Yo, Hashem.
I no. Morning, guys. I'm quite perplexed. I'm trying to figure out what kind of concert would that be? Would it be a concert in Lele Maria Magdalena? What kind of concert would I be going to that would require me not even to want to move and go relieve myself? And easy, Shem. I'm not coming for this concert. There must be freedom of movement. Eh? No. Yeah, maybe we jump a fence or go on outside because there are details like gating. But I'm passing. How? Uncle Malomega Malpala. I'm passing. Huh?
You want to unperplex it?
Shock it.
You want to unperplex?
I shock it.
Somebody is discombobulated.
He can't figure out the scenario under which, the circumstances under which. that needs to happen.
Morning, team. Mpomsadi Kwena, Mr. Jones, what's a Jimela Mrena? Nah, the craziest thing I did was to pee in a long Tom can bottle and continue with groove. Though I'm not proud of it, but you know what, guys? You must do what you must, right? Sabnana Kamusanin, Danko, sending through that message. This one did the very same thing. It's unsigned. I once tried using the bottle. Then I remembered Urundimuvenda. And the same was not fitting in that bottle. I'll just leave it there. All righty. Okay. All right. Arizwalel. Arizwalel. We've got the potential to go far.
That
was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.